Of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, and this is North State Now with Enjoy Magazine. I feel like for some reason it's been a while. Did we skip last month?
We skipped last month, yes. Yeah. We were both just buried.
Yeah, right?
Yep.
Up to our chins in sand. Yes. We were in Bora Bora. I wish, right?
I wish. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Anyway, hopefully everybody's doing well. Lovely weather we're having at the moment.
It's awesome.
I love it. I love the little breeze. And I love there's just a touch somehow of fall in the air.
It's coming.
So it's, yeah. So I'm James Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine.
And
Yvonne Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
And we're all with Enjoy Magazine. And that's what this is about. This is about celebrating Enjoy in the North State, and we are still currently up. It's been a little confusing as we've been sitting here going through magazines because we actually brought both the current issue for September, but the October issue actually already came in, and Yvonne's looking
today,
at it,
yeah.
And she's flipping through it. I'm like, oh, yeah, we have to talk about that. And we have to talk about that. I'm looking for it here in my September issue, and I'm like, where the heck is it?
Yeah.
It's very confusing. And then she asked me where it's something that I was looking for, and I was like, duh, it's on this page, and it's like, we're looking at two different magazines. So anyway, again, September issue, we're pretty much out. It's issue 204, if you can imagine. Paradise Found is the title. And it's this issue has a strong nod to real estate and
home buying,
and
home improvement, and just a lot going on in here. There are lots and lots and lots of stories, but there are also lots of great articles about decorating and lighting and painting and making right choices and realtors and the different things that they all do and how they approach what they do as sellers for you, and then builders like D.H. Horton, all that kind of stuff. So it's plumb full, and there's also things like what do we have in here, like boutique hotels and places to stay. So it's super cool. A good issue. Was really well received. We have a lot of really great professionals in here, so it's really a lot of fun. Plumb full of all kinds of things. We have an article in here on page 39 in the details, and this is a really Angie James mosaics. And what are you? Your car? There's in next month's magazines. There's a Chico car.
Oh, this month.
Oh, is it this month?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Has a Volvo ad in there, and she wants a Volvo. Angie James Mosaics. We tried to have her on tonight, but she is traveling in another state right now. But super, super cool article about mosaics. Mosaics are mosaics, but everybody approaches a mosaic at it somehow differently. And there's just, hers, I'm not always into mosaics, but when they're done in certain ways, they're really cool. So she has some art here in town, and she takes a really unique approach on mosaics. So that's a great article to look at.
It's a real nod to recycling as well.
Yep.
Yeah,
and,
true.
It's a great way to make art out of recycled.
And the wall on bike, what is it called? The chain gang.
Chain gang, uh-huh.
Is a mosaic that
she's
put together, and there's actually a picture of it. And she had community members make parts and pieces of it. So the Buzz has a bee. On here,
okay.
And I made a flower, and it's just cool.
Is it an Enjoy flower?
Well, it's just a flower. It's one of these flowers.
What species did you make?
I don't know. But anyway, Angie's lovely, and unfortunately she can't be here, but Maybe someday we'll have her on. She's just great.
Yep. What else do we've got here? Renovations are super cool that we have listed in here that you can take a look at. We have a great article on Mountain and Brew and More. This is the Marble Ground brewery or coffee in Fort Jones. Mm-hmm. So that's a really cool article to read about. What else do we have going on in here? We have, I know we've talked about this in the past, but we have reestablished our calendar of events, which, you know, took a big hiatus during the months of COVID, and then really, you know, everything's been growing back.
Yeah. 2 years, I think we didn't have a calendar.
But we worked with Paul to reestablish our back end and put in a whole new calendar.
Bigger and better.
Way bigger and better.
Yeah.
And so it actually is working, as we could say.
Yep.
So if you have events and things that you want to promote in the local area, feel free, go to enjoymagazine.com and go to our calendar area and sign up and list your events. And if you get them in early enough, prior to the next issue of the magazine, quite often a large and our majority of what's listed in the publication obviously is pulled from our own calendar.
Yes.
So you're going to get the calendar of events digitally, but you also get your
it'll have a listing,
in the print. Yeah.
Now there's if you want something to be in the November issue, because October's done.
Yep.
But it has to be posted on our website by October 1st.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Super simple.
Yep.
Another great article on page 75, Just Like His Father. This is a warm, great story about a family and loss and, you know, them celebrating that person's life lost through golf. And it's an annual event, but now the son has grown up and is very much like his father, who is a great golfer. And it just is like a full circle story. It really feels good.
Yep.
It makes you smile.
And they just had a great big fundraiser. Actually, they had their big golf tournament. And it was actually Enjoy was a sponsor and represented my husband, Daryl, and John Lewis, who writes for Enjoy, actually were in the tournament. And they had a blast.
Oh, I'm sure.
Really nice.
It's always a great event.
Yep.
So another great story you can check out and makes you kind of feel good. I always like still bring to the attention of the public because we're in our infancy, but Enjoy the store is now has a roasting house inside called Daystar Roasting. Mm-hmm. We are roasting because we'll be opening our own cafe and serving coffee, but we also do private label roasting for other companies. What's super cool is we just roasted for a new company this week, and I'm super excited. I'm not going to say this because I didn't ask permission yet, but we just did a bunch of roasting for them, and it was a lot of fun. And so now they have a specific bean and specific roast that they're doing for their place in town, and it will be served, and it comes from the Enjoy store. So
it's a great way to personalize holiday shopping as well.
Yeah. I mean, so if you look at literally, like if you have a business and you need 5 pounds of coffee that you want to bag on your own, put your own label on it or whatever, or you can have us do that for you as well. We're capable of doing that. So you can hand out your own coffee, your personal roasted coffee with your company's name on it. We'd love to do that as well. As always in our issues, we are filled with all kinds of great food and recipes. So we have Terry that has given us the Garden Italian Zucchini Pizza Casserole. That's an incredible recipe that we have. And then we also have the cabbage salad with ramen, which is one of my favorites. You made that.
I did make it.
For us to shoot, and we all got to sit around and eat it when we were done taking the picture. And it was amazing. And then, you know, a lot of these recipes we print on recipe cards and have them at the store. You can come get them. We try to keep the last 12 months of recipes available to the public to come in for free. A lot of people are like, I love the magazine. I don't want to tear out the recipe. Is there any way I can get it? Yes, you can just come into the store and grab them
right
off
the
board.
Right in front of the front desk.
Yeah. And then in this issue, we also have some great products that we have in the store, gifts for all occasions. And, it's awesome. However, the new magazine, October magazine, that's coming out actually has a double-page spread that talks about all the gifting and things that we can do for the holidays. If you want to do, you know, one crate for a loved one or 100 crates for your employees, those are things that we do all the time. Yeah, different prices. And these will be prepackaged. So you can just say, hey, I want a number one or five number twos, whatever, that kind of a thing. And then if you just want to do something that's completely unique and on your own, we can do that as well. So just an FYI there. And then what else do we have coming up here? We're going to take our first break in the next minute or so. Page 7 or 96, we have It's Back and Even Better, and this talks about our calendar, Enjoy Magazine's calendar in print and online, Enjoy Local Events. We have an incredible digital program that we have now set up, something new here after the pandemic. So check it out. But, I mean, we have incredible events that take place that we're part of, from tattoo expos, health and wellness expos, wedding expos, just all kinds of things that we're working together with a great team. So with our calendar, with our events, everything that you can imagine, we get involved with. So reach out to us.
We did have a team. I have to say we had a team at Paisano Days Media Night.
Oh, yeah.
And our team came in second place.
Last year you won.
No, like 5 years ago.
Oh, was it that long ago?
Yeah, it was that long
ago.
Gosh,
it feels like last year.
but no, three of the girls on our team had never played before, so I think that's pretty awesome.
And it was kind of a media showdown, wasn't it?
It was, yep. Channel 7 won.
But, good for them.
But yeah, it was really fun. It's really a fun event. So I thank Paisano's Days for doing that.
And you all matched in your Enjoy t-shirts.
We had our little t-shirts awesome. On. Yep, yep.
Also, the Reading Beer and Wine Fest just passed this last week. Saturday, and it was a great event. We participated for our first time. I think we gave out 10,000 samples, not 1,400. Lots and lots of people, really well attended. Great
Very
event.
Warm.
Yeah, it was warm. Yeah. Rhonda actually saved my wife and I. We were understaffed, and she showed up to enjoy herself. And
yes,
she was like,
angel.
Hey, do you need my work? And I'm like, here, grab a skewer and start serving little weenies. And then you wanted to talk to something real quick. I know we were supposed to leave for our break here, but
when we come back, we'll talk about the walk-a-top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So go get a drink, sit down, relax. It's after work, and we'll be back shortly.
The elders of our community, men and women who've led commendable lives after working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country. Many find their safety and well-being is at risk. They risk losing their health, independence, and becoming vulnerable to many forms of abuse. The good news is we can all make a difference. Shining Care presents Lunch and Learn, September 25th in Reading and 26th in Anderson. Enjoy a complimentary lunch while you learn from the experts. Hear about and participate in the planning for California's Master Plan for Aging, Long-Term Care Planning. Get education on Medicare fraud through Senior Medicare Patrol. And hear the pros and cons about choosing your Medicare Advantage plan. It's Shining Care in partnership with Disability Action Center, PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, Life on Medicare, Sherry Duff, and PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, HICAP. Free registration is at shiningcare.org/events or call 530-232-5543.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in a Holiday Market shopping center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
With Michael. So we kicked it off with Janet. Now we've got Michael here. I'm excited to see what we're going to get next. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and North State Now with Enjoy Magazine. And when we just left, I had one more thing I was going to talk about, or we wanted to talk about before we introduce our first guest of the evening, and that was Walktober. You were a superstar last year. Was it last year, or were you going to tell me actually, 10 years ago?
It was 2 years ago. 2 years ago. Actually, it was
25 minutes ago when you finished your first round. It was great. Yeah,
I was on my daughter's team with her work, and her team won, and we were able to donate $1,000 to a kid's I can't remember what it was. But
that's okay.
Yeah. But
a kid's charity.
A kid's charity. Uh-huh. And it was awesome to be able to do that.
So tell us what it is. It obviously is something that is through Healthy Shasta.
Yep. And
okay. It's called Walktober.
Walktober. And you get a team together. And right now we do have an Enjoy team. We did have an Enjoy team last year. And we did pretty well. We were kind of in the middle. But you just walk and you have a watch or whatever, Fitbit or whatever that tracks your steps.
Mm-hmm. This is something that you need that's your own.
That's your own, yeah. Okay, and then you join and then you get on their program.
I'm not going to get a brand new Apple Watch Ultra for free, no?
Right. And then they have prizes and they have like little things that you can do, like go take your picture next to whatever, go do a mural tour and, you know, walk and take pictures. So that was really fun. And I actually won ear pods 1 year and gift certificates. So they do gifts throughout the month. And it's actually really fun. And I do walk a lot anyway. So it's really no skin off my nose. And
you do like to walk.
Yeah,
I do.
Do you choose the cause or do
yes.
they?
Okay. Yeah, your team chooses the cause. So I think there's two prizes. There was when we did it 2 years ago, and there was $1,000 and a $500 one.
Very cool. So it's called Walktober, and it says October 2023, walk to feel good and win prizes. Join a team with friends, coworkers, or family. Sign up to track your steps and progress. Win great prizes just for walking. It's free to participate. Chill weather, cool prizes, and a happier you.
And enjoy.
And a healthier you, too.
And a healthier you,
It is really fun.
Register and trail maps are at healthyshastawalk.org, and there is a barcode that you can scan with your phone that will probably take you right to the website for registration. So put together a team.
Yep.
Super cool.
Yeah, it is. It's really fun.
Yeah.
Let's do it, James.
Ugh. do I have electric shoes somewhere that will we know?
You probably walk enough in the store all day to.
Well, actually, you know what? Yeah, I probably just join it anyway for the team because I put in lots of steps and lots of miles every day in the store. I didn't even realize, but there are sometimes I do between 14 and 20,000 steps a day and like 6 miles just walking in the store.
Yeah.
All day long.
Yeah.
Because that's what I do, back and forth, the warehouse to the front. Anyway, let's go ahead and introduce our first guest. Would you mind doing that for me, my darling?
I don't mind at all.
Okay.
So tonight we have Mallory Glavin here with Riverfront Playhouse. She's actually the theater manager. And
Mallory.
She is the one of the stars of the play that's going on right now, and I'm going to let her tell you all about it.
So the play that we're doing currently at Riverfront Playhouse is called Hate Mail.
Love it.
Yes, right? Right? Hooked from the beginning.
Hashtag.
Right there. Hate Mail, and we like to call it Hate Mail, .. a love story? Because it kind of is. Question mark. It kind of is. It is the story of two people who encounter each other, shall we say, at very volatile points in each of their lives. And the entire play is told through their correspondence to each other over the course of about 2 years.
So is it one person on that one side of the stage and one person on the other side of the stage?
Is.
And they both
I'm thinking of staging
typewriters, and then somebody picks it up and pretends they deliver it to the other person?
It's not quite that literal, but we are on either side of the stage essentially reading our stories to each other.
Oh, kind of fun.
Yeah, and so they meet under very contentious circumstances, but something about the other person, they can't quite end this interaction. So for better or
worse,
like
they good continue mental
it,
health,
right? It's not toxic at all. Super healthy. And they kind of grow together and then apart and then together and then apart and then together. But it's you know, sometimes there's just that person that you just can't quite shake
quit.
For whatever
you
reason.
Can't quit it.
You can't quit them. And so that's Dahlia and Preston for each other. They just, even when they actually try to not have contact, the universe still kind of throws them back together.
Whips them back together.
Yeah. And it's co-written by one of the creators of Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh, wow.
And
gosh, I haven't heard that in a long time.
100% see that humor in the script.
Uh-huh.
It's very cleverly written.
It is very clever.
And
it
it's really funny.
It's so much fun to
so
watch.
So you guys had a little bit, I'm not sure what happened, but you guys had a show and then it had to be...
We had to cancel.
Yeah, then so you guys had to very quickly come up with something. So this is what it was. And
so this is what we quickly came up with.
Yeah, but I mean, great.
But it worked.
Great quality. Yeah, great quality and all that stuff. But there hasn't been the ability, because everything's been so fast, to get the word out that you guys have this new show.
Exactly.
So that's why it's important tonight that we're letting people know that, you know, help support it. Because when last-minute things happen like this, obviously there's a lot of... a lot of time, energy, and effort, and money that goes into it for licensing.
Absolutely.
So, you know, you guys wanted to be able to just at least recoup and make a little bit money off of it.
Sure.
And then support the actors and actresses and people involved.
And, you know, everybody
that had to learn something overnight
has loved it. You know, everybody leaves happy. It's, you know, it's just so clever. I just think that the way it was written is very, very clever, and it's funny.
It's a high-energy show, and even though we did put it together in basically 3 weeks. It's a polished show. I mean, it's a full show. So
and because Mallory and Ian, who plays Preston, they're veterans. You know, they act in a lot of stuff.
So you play Dahlia?
I play Dahlia.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I didn't realize that. Sorry.
Yes, I play Dahlia. And Ian and I have done this a time or two separately and together.
So for you.
So it's your story.
I was going to say, for you, this isn't a stretch.
It is not. Actually, it's funny. This is Ian's and mine. Sixth show together total, but it's our third show in the last 6 months.
Oh, wow.
So
you guys have chemistry.
There's a kind of a natural chemistry and an ease, and we're familiar with each other's rhythms.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of lends to the story of these two people who are drawn together and pushed apart and drawn together and pushed apart. So it went right into our wheelhouse.
So are you married?
No.
Is he married?
No.
So technically, as actors and actresses quite often do, they hook up on the set.
No.
That's happened.
It's just, you know me. I'm always searching.
He's digging.
He's really awesome.
He's fantastic. But he and I have known each other.
He's fantastic, but no.
We've known each other for about 12 years.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And
what era?
I have a girlfriend. And he has a girlfriend.
We're very good friends. So.
I'm just kidding.
And they're both very good actors, too. So they have a lot in common that way.
I didn't know if this was going to accidentally slip up and turn into a news break. Breaking.
This is now an announcement that none of us were ready to make. No, it is not. That is not the case. That's not accurate. But we have played friends and enemies and romantic opposites. And, yeah, so.
They were just in The Rainmaker together.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes. And before that, we did Rabbit Hole, where we played a grieving parents. Mm-hmm. Grieving parents. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
That one's hard.
Yeah. So we went high drama to, like, a kind of easy comedy to a very clever, witty comedy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, dark comedy, I guess.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So we're going to take another break, and we're going to just keep you here.
All right.
We have, know some a few things to announce, too, that you guys have going on.
Excellent.
And our last guest of the evening actually just came in, so we'll touch base with her. And sit back, relax. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Our prices start at just $25 per eighth. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward-Bound Military Family Support Services. Join us for the Iron Soldier Ride Saturday, September 30th. All motorcycles welcome. Registration is 9 a.m. at Shasta Harley-Davidson on Twin View Boulevard in Redding. All registered riders get the commemorative t-shirt and free barbecue lunch. Redding Harley Owners Group leads you on a scenic ride to Intermountain Fairgrounds in MacArthur for lunch and the ride back. Due to a generous grant from KIXC Channel 9, Homeward Bound can sponsor up to 40 military veteran riders and their guests for this event at no cost. KIXC Channel 9 says thank you for our freedom of speech and freedom of assembly, which allows them to be on the air every day. For more information on the Iron Soldier Ride, taking off this year from Shasta Harley-Davidson, call Michelle at 530-859-3176. That's 530-859-3176. Hope to see you this September 30th, and thanks for your support. Again, for more information, that's 530-859-3176.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come. 51
in a Jefferson state of mind. Oh, I love it. I used to sing this in the shower when I was a kid.
You just wanted to
and
listen.
I used to stamp on the floor. Got boom, it. I can remember it just easily. Yeah.
Welcome he had back. Other words for
yeah.
it.
Welcome back, North State. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM and 95 FM, and I'm getting all things screwed up tonight.
96.5 FM.
Yeah. So I have fact checkers here with me tonight. I've been told I already I screwed up on – I said D.H. Horton for one of the housing advertisements, and it's actually D.R. Horton, like Dr. Horton. So I'll make that correction. My apologies. And I said KCNR or the other – earlier tonight I said KRCR. So I think it's all
– we're all family.
I think it's
okay.
All BS, but you know what? You have to go with the fact checkers these days. Keep it sane. Okay, when we left, we were talking to Molly – all right, sorry, Mallory.
Wow.
Yeah, right? And we found out that she's engaged. And
boy, so much accuracy.
We were talking about Riverfront and what things were going on. So if yes. you could just, let's just take it away from me quick.
that's going on right now. It's a very fun, quirky, romantic comedy. Please come out and see it. We've got two more weekends, Friday and Saturday nights at 7:30 and Sunday matinees. We close on October 1st. You can get your tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net, or you can go in to enjoy the store,
yeah.
Or you can get them at the theater box office starting 1 hour before showtime. So, yeah.
That all seems very, very simple.
It is. It's super easy.
Easy breezy.
We try to make it real, real easy.
Yeah.
And we are right now giving away two tickets. So if you call in 530-605-4567, you will get two tickets. You will just have to come to the store and pick them up.
Enjoy so, the store. Again, 530-605-4567. Grab that phone, give it a call, and you will earn yourself two free tickets to pick up at Enjoy the Store for the current show that's running.
And
Hate
if you
Mail.
Don't win, go in to Enjoy the Store anyway and
yeah.
get a couple tickets.
Right. You could do that as well.
You could do that as well.
So what other things do you guys have going on for Riverfront in general?
Right now, one of the programs that I'm super excited about, involved in, is called Playwrights Night Out Junior. And it's a program where we give theater artists 12 to 18 years old the opportunity to write, direct, and act in their own 10 to 15-minute plays.
Which I think is yeah. brilliant.
It's awesome.
Awesome. I'm the adult mentor, and I have like 20-plus years of theater experience, so it's really, really fun for me to watch these kids grow in their craft and just become more confident and excited in everything that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we're in the script acceptance process, so if there's any young playwrights out there.
So the process is that they write a script that gives them about 10 minutes of a performance.
Yeah, 10 to 20 uh-huh. minutes of a performance. We try and keep it under five characters because we are putting this together pretty quickly in a three-act theater.
It would have characters, yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody ever do a monologue?
We have not had a straight monologue,
okay.
but we did have a very cool show last time that was three characters doing parallel monologues.
Very cool.
Which was really
cool.
That
was good.
Because
yeah.
I'd be like 10 minutes of my own time. Nobody's getting any airtime but me. Me, myself, and I. No.
So the scripts can be emailed to me at riverfront.playhouse.reading@gmail.com. And my email is also on the Riverfront website. So that's what we're really excited
and
about
when
right now.
And when's the last date?
The scripts are due October 1st. Mm-hmm. However,
yeah.
if you need a couple more days, just shoot me an email and let me know that something's coming.
You're having writer's block.
Yeah, yeah. right. Exactly. Exactly. yeah.
Very cool. And is there an aged out? Like what is the age group? I didn't
see. This is 12 to 18.
12 to 18. Okay. You might have said that. I didn't listen.
But also, if you're a young theater artist and you want to be involved, please mm-hmm. reach out. Like, we're
yeah.
not. We had an 11-year-old last time. Mm-hmm. I think we've had a 10-year-old. We had a 19-year-old the first time.
Yeah.
So don't think, oh, shoot, I missed
yeah.
it or I can't do it yet. Like,
my birthday
please.
Was yesterday.
You know what else is really
theater's
cool?
Theater's for everybody.
Yeah. The kids actually direct the plays, too.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of them will be a playwright, and then they'll direct another play because they don't usually direct their own plays, do they?
Not usually. They
yeah.
can. The only hard and fast thing is that you don't direct a play that you also act in.
Right.
Because
right.
It's
you can't
too,
do
much.
That.
Yeah.
too much.
But, yeah, so a lot of times
they'll
do all three.
So even this
fun.
Youth thing, and I was just thinking about, you're technically not in this. You just wrote it and you're directing it, and you're not actually acting in your own play? Or
right. For the
okay.
Playwrights Night Out Junior, you can choose to be just a writer. You can choose to be just a director. You can
okay.
choose to be just an actor.
Okay.
You can choose to be all three. You can choose to be two of the three. The only thing is we don't allow people to direct themselves.
Very cool. Okay.
I'd love to get a costumer involved.
They don't usually. They usually wear black. And
oh,
maybe
okay.
they'll throw on a jacket.
Oh, okay.
Or, yeah,
okay.
They keep
yeah.
it very simple because it's 10 minutes.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
That makes sense.
And
yeah.
We put it all together in about 2 weeks. So we keep it Reader's Theater style for them. The focus is more on the kids getting the experience and a little taste of theater knowledge and training.
Mm-hmm.
So to allow me to do a little bit more of that technique teaching, mm-hmm. we don't focus so much on costumes
right.
and prop integration and memorization. So
mm-hmm.
we do
and they do,
of,
yeah, they it's Reader's Theater.
Yeah,
so
we
they
do a
do
lot
read,
of theater
oh, I
games.
See.
And talking about theater technique, talking about how you,
well, you make it simple so that they can actually perform. Because
right,
very
exactly.
easily you can get caught up mm-hmm. in all that and may actually push some people away because they're
yeah.
not 100%
it becomes
comfortable yet until
yeah.
they get
integrating
their
all of that stuff is,
yeah.
is a learned skill. And
sure.
this is where we're trying to start to teach people those
yeah.
things. So,
and the next generation to come to Riverfront too. Absolutely.
So what after what you're performing now and so the hate mail and then you've got
October 1st and then the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde will open about 3 weeks after that.
Okay.
And that is in rehearsals currently being directed by Lauren Stanfield. Very excited to see that show. And then after that we roll right into our Christmas show,
a good old fashioned
big family Christmas.
Wow, that is
so
a lot.
Many words in the title. So many words. And that show is mostly cast. However, we are still looking for 3 male actors, 2 in their 20s to 40s and 1 of a more distinguished age, shall we say, a grandfatherly type.
Jimmy.
James. So,
if anyone out there is interested, you can get in touch with me via
maybe Santa.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for
Mallory,
being here.
Thank you so much.
Tickets. Yeah. Enjoy. riverfrontplayhouse.net. So get tickets there and
or come into Joy's store.
Absolutely. Or come into Joy's, enjoy the store.
And you can buy tickets now for all the shows in advance that are posted.
For the rest of this season.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep.
So we still have 5 minutes until we introduce our last guest. Thank you again so much.
Thank
have
you.
A good evening. And
theater.
I'm just going to go ahead and slide on over here with Yvonne because you have about 5 minutes or so to talk about things that are coming up in the world of Reading
Fashion
Alliance.
Fashion.
Before we introduce Jamie, our next guest. So what's going on?
So Reading Fashion Alliance is actually, we're doing a lot of educating right now. We are in Reading School of the Arts, so we're doing their after school program, and we're teaching costuming, which is a first for us, which is so exciting, and beginning sewing. And we also have beginning sewing for youth and adults in our downtown location.
Uh-huh.
We will be at
a cool new location.
Yes, it's awesome.
Underground.
The basement.
Yeah.
We are doing a small runway, kind of a strolling show, I guess you would call it, past at the brunch for the Shining Care group. Mm-hmm. They do an annual event October 8th this year, and it's on the Diesel Horse Bridge. Beautiful event, fundraiser for them. They do incredible work, and we are honored to actually do runway. But it's strolling past the tables. It's like a 50s kind of style where we would hand out cards that would describe, you know, the designer, what went into the design itself, where you can buy it, all of those things. But I'm also really, really excited about an event that's coming up on October 13th and 14th. It's Reading Fashion Alliance as well as the Dry Bones 37, which is a brand new brand. And they're just launching now, and it's again
them Dry Bones Brittle. I like
incredible, incredible work.
I just like the name, so I like Dry Bones.
So it's going to be at the Park Food Truck Hub, and it'll be almost like a variety show. And we're going to have opera singers, we're going to have rappers, we're going to have dancing DJs. A wonderful runway show, up to 10 designers. And then we're going to finish out with dancing and DJing. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's very casual. I mean, you want to dress up because it's going to be that kind of event, but you know, there's going to be vendors. You're going to want to shop, and it's just a lot of different things.
Very
are happening.
Casual, but wear your coat, your outfit.
Well, you can possibly win a couple of prizes if you're, you know, kind
out.
Of pointed out in the crowd.
Like, hey, there's some style there.
Right. Yeah. Right. So, yeah, so we're super excited. Carousel is going to actually help us a little bit by offering their space for the designers and the models to change. And we're going to have them actually in the show as well because they're right there on the corner. Suzanne has been very gracious in helping us out. And that's what it's about. I mean, it's about building this community.
Suzanne
it's our first
Suzanne
annual.
And Ryan are new parents.
Yeah, they haven't. Yeah.
Baby.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But it's great to really kind of lock arms with our community any chance we get. It's our first annual. We expect to have this again next year, and it'll just grow. It's 2 nights, which is very interesting. It's going to be fun.
That's a lot. That is a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So where is your new location? Because I know people still.
It's 1320 Yuba Street. So I've heard it's called the old Crocker Building. It's
been renovated. Right, Crocker Bank,
yeah. It's been renovated. And on the corner is Friday's Vintage. Mm-hmm. They just moved in there. Used to be where Brew was.
Yep.
So we're in the underground, which is you walk basement. In the basement.
Yeah.
I mean, you walk on in the lobby and you press 006 and it rings us and we let you in.
Yeah.
We are by appointment because we want to give you the best care possible.
Yeah.
And we do alterations. So look through your closets, get all your fall
clothing
out, check it out, see if you lost a little weight in the summer or gained a little weight in the summer. And we'll come do some we'll do the alterations for you.
Yeah.
We're also a makerspace, so we've got a couple of makers in there, designers, working right now, so we rent the space for makers as well.
Yeah, you just got a new one that sells their product at Enjoy.
Yes.
So super cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll introduce you to our final guest of the evening, so stay tight.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Redding Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Redding Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Love your jams. Love and Love and Love and the producer today and his music selection.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah. That's half my fun coming here. It's just the music that gets selected. And welcome back, North State. Again, you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is North State Now with Enjoy Magazine. I'm James Mazzotta.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey.
And we are giving away two tickets for
Hate Mail
at the Riverfront Playhouse. So first person that wants to give us a call at 530-605-4567, just ring in and you'll be given those tickets. You can pick them up at the Enjoy Store. All right. So we're in our final segment and we are here with Jamie Klein Anderson with Sweet September. We have a wonderful, wonderful article in this month's magazine on page 68, Amazing Grays, and beautiful, beautiful pictures. And you kind of are a little bit out of the box in your designs, and I mean that in a really good way. There's a lot of, I could say, height and verticalness compared to just things that are laying flat on the board. But you are a food artist or a what's the word? I know it's not right, but a food.
I guess it would be like food designer.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You know?
Yeah.
Because these are beyond, I mean, you do charcuterie boards.
Sure.
But you go way beyond that. I mean, I would say that's an understatement.
Thank you.
Right. Visual food artist.
It's
maybe
beautiful.
That's what I was looking for.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about your love, your passion, why you do what you do, and you know, I'm trying desperately to partner with you in some respect, right? Here down the road, because I think this would make a great opportunity for both of us. Especially as Enjoy the Store grows and our food service and all that kind of stuff is developing with our small kitchen and that kind of stuff. So, yeah, but go ahead. Just take it away.
Yeah. You know, my love for food has been for my whole life. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've always, I think, had a baking book at like 8 years old and started playing around with baking stuff and creations and would end up throwing them away, you know. But, you know, you get evolving a little bit later in life and have had a lot of failed attempts. The food design, I think, started to come in, you know, probably around the teenage years. Mm-hmm. Started putting together, like, cookies and cakes and started kind of decorating. I made a cake for my sister's, I think she was, like, 14 or 15 years old. And, you know, there was no books or anything to follow. It just sort of out of my head.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably sometime in 2017, 2018, I hosted Wine Downtown Wednesday, which was an event at my Avenue Real Estate brokerage.
Okay.
And it was to support makers mm-hmm. and really give them a stage to talk about the things that they're passionate about. And it brought people in. We started with five people and grew to about 55 to 60 people each month.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
and
amazing.
It is, yeah. And so in that time, I had these grazing tables that I did, which was about 6 feet long, and people just started kind of coming in. It was like music and just kind of tea lights all around. It was just kind of a more of an intimate scene,
mm-hmm.
and people started gathering with the food. Well, then they started coming back for the makers and the food and started getting phone calls from people on Instagram and people that I had no idea asking me to make these boards for them. And I'm like, well, I'm a real estate broker. That's what I do. I don't even know what to charge for this.
Buy a home and I'll leave one on the counter
there
for
you. There
you
go. It's your gift. So I just started to kind of play around. This was, you know, right before it started to get popular, which I think was about 2020. And
mm-hmm.
Nobody in this town had been doing this yet. If they did, it was more on the side and there was no business or anything.
Or unknown.
Yeah. Yes. And then just started kind of creating more. I feel like I've always been a creative my whole life. So this was my ability to really just kind of get out of that real estate, you know, mentality. It was just kind of boring for me at times, and mm-hmm. this was the creative outlet. So it just kind of started to grow, and my love for florals and flowers and greenery sort of got incorporated with the food. And I sort of look at it as like interior design.
Sure.
So this was just kind of a blank palette, and I'm shopping seasonally for different things. So you never get the same thing every season. Everything is different, which is why I think this is so fun.
Sure.
And sky's the limit, really.
I love how you incorporate the flowers. They just make it so beautiful.
Okay. Well, and what I was saying earlier,
and the greenery,
yeah, is that, you know, lots of times charcuterie boards are, and I don't mean flat because they're not. They're three-dimensional for sure.
But
just how you've taken it to another level with, you know, glass bowls where, you know, there are fruits and vegetables that are lining the bowl vertically, you know, so it's visually beautiful. I don't even know if you eat that or not, but like it just makes you come over to it because it's like standing up, right?
Thank you.
And the cones and all that stuff. And I have to say, this picture of you here in this beautiful chair is not half bad.
Oh, thank you.
I mean,
thank you so
you're
much.
You're a lovely lady. So,
thank you.
Yeah. Quickly, though, I wanted to just shout out because she doesn't want me to say anything, but your daughter is sitting right next to you. And she actually has headphones and it has a mic, so if she chooses not to speak, that's totally fine. But you can. She's got a big smile. I'm trying to convince her to say hi to her friends. But anyway, I digress. So how is it, I mean, right now, are you doing much of this? Or is it always happening for you? Or do you have high times, low times? I mean,
you know, I feel like I have more inquiries than I can perform. So,
oh, okay.
Yep. So
well, that's
it,
good.
It is good. Yeah. So it kind of started off just like a little side project, mm-hmm. Just friends and family, which still is mostly kind of what it is. Mm-hmm. And, my real estate community. So
yeah.
I have a lot of brokers opens and, you know, those kind of things that I kind of help out on the side with friends. I've been getting a lot of charity events, which is something I'm really passionate about. It's about giving back to the community in ways.
So let me ask this question for you. It's a charity event, so are you being asked to perform something as a charity yourself?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm not the charity, but we're setting
it
up.
No,
for,
I know.
Yeah.
But you're offering your services at some kind of charitable level.
Yep.
Because what you'll come find, and there's nothing wrong with that. We encourage it. I mean, our store, our magazine is highly charitable. Sometimes you feel like you're a nonprofit just because you never charge for anything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So
There's been some great ones that I've helped out with, Make-A-Wish and with Key Town Friends to help rebuild, you know, the amphitheater. We've done Board of Realtors host a dessert auction for Wings of Angels each year. And so we've done that 2-3 years in a row, I think, 240 people or more. These events take weeks, if not months, to put together.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah. So it's a lot.
When I look at just one of the pictures we have in the magazine, this looks like it would take forever to plan.
It does.
I mean, this is like a living, breathing, live food extravaganza, right? Like, I don't know. This is my favorite way to eat. I absolutely love just being able to just literally with Amazing Grace, right? Like, you just go from one end to the other and back and forth, find the things that you really fall in love with, go back. Yeah. But you just kind of go.
I think you're right. And it's a good way to conversate. You know, it sort of brings out conversation in people and something to talk about and just the creativity. You know, you can kind of just do whatever. So people sometimes are afraid to eat it. Like, can I touch this? I'm like, please dig in. It's all edible.
Yeah. I mean, you could see that for some pieces. Yeah. That wouldn't stop me. But,
yeah.
You know.
I want to hear. I want to hear how you came up with the name Sweet September.
Sweet September. Okay, so my birthday's in September. Mm-hmm. I just had my birthday recently.
Happy birthday!
Thank you. September is also my favorite month. It's the fall. It's sort of a new chapter and season, and there's just something sweet about it. So I just combined both names, Sweet September, and it just kind of stuck.
That's a great name.
Thank you.
It's amazing how accomplished you are at only 26.
Thank you. Yes, I will take that.
Well, so, obviously you sound like you're very, very busy, and how do people get a hold of you, though, if they are making a wish for you to do something for them and at least
in
allow
10
them
months
to
or so.
Reach out? Yeah, right?
Yeah. You know, Instagram is my favorite platform. I'm on there a lot.
Okay.
My platform, jamieanderson.re, which is my main profile. I do have a Sweet September page also on Instagram, but you can go from my main profile to the link to that.
Okay.
So it's just easier to do it that way because Sweet September, there's little dots in between all of them. So.
Yeah. And then in this kind of a situation, how does it really work? You would say, I'm having an event, this is the day, this is what kind of event it is, and this is roughly how many people. Is that kind of really, and then you would determine what kind of service would be required to give somebody a quote on what it might cost them or something?
It is all custom. Mm-hmm. I love to say that we all fit in one price range, but we don't.
Not in this.
Nope.
No, it is totally each their own.
It does. And it depends on, you know, how many people, what you're looking for, you know.
Light or heavy.
Yep, exactly. Whether it's an appetizer or if it's more of like a main dish. there's a lot of variables. But, yeah, absolutely. If somebody's interested, I'd love to sit down and talk to them about the design behind it. We also just do boards for people if they don't want the whole tablescaping.
Sure.
My favorite is the tablescaping, but
yeah.
Of course. But, yeah, we're open to all of it.
Well, that was 15 minutes.
Thank you.
Of fame and glory.
Thank you so much for coming in and sharing.
Yes. Thank you for letting us do an article on you. And we really appreciate your beauty and the work that you put in.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys as well.
And your photographer is awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, she's hands down. Yes. It's taken me a lifetime to find her.
Yeah. Thank you, North State, for listening to us. And we'll see you next month.
You'll make it double. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy now. Ooh.